Chapter 8. The Foreign Work. The foreign work undertaken by the Assembly necessitates the assistance of a group of trained young men consecrated for this work. The number necessary for the work may vary from time to time, but I think 4 will be sufficient to begin with. While they are in Madras, they shall not interfere with the specified work of the local workers. They will, however, be extensively and actively used in the extralocal work. The foreign work that will be done by them along with Brother Bhakt Singh will train them only on the brighter side of the Lord's ministry. They generally meet with ready-made crowds and eager and appreciative faces. The Lord needs men with staying power, men who will dig in and stalk to the job given by the Lord through thick and thin. To acquire such a character, one should gain experience in the backside of the desert. Work among slums staying right in their midst for some time will equip them for all eventualities. The experience of passing through the valley of Baca is essential to their future ministry abroad. They should in their daily work acquire the experience of Psalms 66, 12. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads, we went through fire and through water, but thou brought us out into a wealthy place. I feel more and more convinced that these brethren should first be tested and trained to do spade work among difficult slums. This would shake them out of their spurgeon and moody dreams and make them face realities. Let me stop here for the present. Enough has been said to provoke thought and to make everyone concerned alive to the realities. It is needless for me to repeat that this note has been actuated by the highest motive, and that my frank remarks concerning our European brethren, whom I love dearly, will not, I do hope, be misunderstood. It is my firm belief that the Lord has placed us all together for a purpose, and that nothing should be allowed to separate us. The various special gifts distributed by the Holy Spirit among us are necessary for the steady all-round growth of the Assembly. And provided every one of us would know our own calling and position in the Assembly, and also understand the calling and position of one another, we could move together in harmony like Ezekiel's wheels. It was this knowledge that made me search for a common ground on which we could work together without friction. It would take me many pages to testify how much the Lord has blessed me and the Assembly through the ministry of and the personal contact with our European brethren. My present note is an earnest attempt to retain and consolidate their active fellowship with the Assembly for the furtherance of the Gospel and the establishment of the Kingdom of God in the midst of the nations of the East. Believe me, my brethren, these lines were not written lightheartedly. They were wrung off my heart of travail. It was not without pain I had to make certain statements which might not be appreciated. I would, however, very earnestly plead with my brethren to look at the Lord's work as a whole and then weigh my words. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. Acts 26:19.